so we're doing further. Tosas. So Tosas is Hilchasak Avasid Rabba. The Tzorach Lachtom HaMelech HaKadosh. The HaMelech Mishpat. The Lo Omer Machzir Nosa. Okay. So you have to go back if you skip HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech Mishpat.
You would face other face?
V'chein Zachreinu Michamocho So V'chaim Sefer Chaim Machzir Nosa Lo Omer. Also the additions, right? Also you go back if you don't say them. The Chol HaMashal Be'esh Tev HaChol Men Yer Tev HaChol because anyone who changes from the form that the Chol set up is not Yer Tev HaChol, and that's what they set up. Now the question is, does he mean that since we paskin like Rabbah, therefore is V'chein like really part of the whole thing, or is it separate? Is he just saying is period, like it has, and then that's like Rabbah, that's the machlokas. But v'chein, zochein, and all that everybody holds by, or is that since we pass like Rabbah, therefore we also hold zochein and those things are machzir nasa. In other words, the position who holds not Rabbah but the shita Rabbah Chista or Yosef. Who holds that your yotze with the kelah kadosh? Would he also hold your yotze if you skip zochreinu and mikamocha and all that? Or that everyone agrees is a problem because that's mashana because you're skipping it. But he's just saying it's a kelah kadosh works because, like, you know, the pasuk va'igba whatever because it's somehow. You know what I mean? Like, is the point v'chinu zochreinu mikamocha? Is that totally in this psak being like rava, or is that an independent point? That's my question. You know.
Sounds like it's...
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I think you can read it either way. I like reading it better that it's totally in the psak. Okay, that it's v'chein, zachein, v'mikamoch, all this is why the kol mishalom, and it's a chos, is going on everything. It is, and it's within, it's like Rabbah, and then he's adding on, and not only is it like Bachkadosh, but even if these other things, if you don't say it, you have to go back, because kol mishalom, v'chein, bravos, but if you held the other way, that kol kadosh wouldn't be likuva, then these wouldn't be likuva either. Because these aren't worse than Kelah Kadosh. The Chiddush of Tosfos is that they're as bad. If you hold that Kelah Kadosh would be okay, then these leaving these out would also be okay. Okay, you could argue. I'm not saying you can't argue. That's the way I'm reading it. Okay, that's the way I'm reading it. As soon as on Shabbos, Yaakov wanted to read the other way. So Jachman, yeah. He joined us, and he was, I think he was alone in that reading, but he was, you know, he's a formidable reader. So. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. Basically, the point, though, is he's saying, so the way I'm learning is that it's both. If you hold a kelikosh and melech kodosh, a melech kodosh and melech mishpat are ma'akev, then you're also holding the chayinu mikamocha. All that stuff is ma'akev, because it's the kolam mishan and bash tibach and brahals. That's the ma'akev they set up. That's my bayah. Right? And if you hold the Kelah Kadosh is not ma'akev, then Melchizedek is not ma'akev, then also these are ma'akev. Because it's not my bayah, they're additions. I mean, similar kind of idea like you're saying yesterday. You know, if you say, you could say it. I mean, there's problems, but you could say, the story we set up yesterday lends itself to forgetting about the problem, we're going to get to a problem. But you say the same idea, that if you say it's a new tefillah of Zeres Mechuvah, and you'll say the new tshuva is the Malach Kadosh, Malach Mishpat, Zochreinu, Mikamocha, Chsov Chaim, Sefer Shalom, Sefer Chaim. So if you change any of them, you're not doing the Mabeah, the Tefillah. This is the Tefillah of the Sosmei Tshuva. But if you hold that it's not a new Mabeah of Tefillah, but it's a regular Tefillah, it's just that there are certain ideas that are nice to mention. And so far as you're saying, Hakel HaKadosh, you should mention Malach Kadosh, because it's the idea of Din is mad present. And so when you're saying the bracha or whatever, the Magen Avos, you say Zochrein L'chaim because the din is present. So then they're just additions. So additions aren't going to be Makiv the Tvila. Right? And it could fit in smoothly. I mean, there's a problem, but it could fit in smoothly. And smoothly that if it's a new Tvila, then these are part of the new Tvila. If it's not a new Tvila, then they're not going to be Makiv. Right? On a simple level. What's the problem with that?
at the end they split up, there's a split between the Kal Kadosh and the addition, right?
Right, I mean, and the Tosos.
Yeah.
Right. So the problem with it on the surface is that it's not so smooth just to say that's also part of the Mabeya of the thing, because Mabeya of Tefillah is the term of Asher Sikhazala, and it's in the Gemara, and that is a later thing. The Gemara doesn't even have these things, the Chaynus. So it's hard to just say that the Gaonim are going to make the Mabeya of Tefillah. Now, Mishanah from the Mabeya of Tefillah and Brachos. The Gaonim don't set up to Tefillah, to kind of Mabeya of Tefillah. I mean, it would seem that that's locked in by this is the like Dola, Shas, whatever. I mean, this is like a, the Gemara doesn't even have it. So now to say the Mabeya, Anjik Dosa set up Mabeya, the Gemara has Mabeya, it doesn't even have the Chaynu. Now you're going to tell me that these are the Chaynus and this is part of the Mabeya, the. Let's look, skip to the bottom of Tosa. The little pasuk b'sefer b'pirush. You can't say you're back for all these things that aren't said in the sefer. It means in the Gemara that aren't said in the Gemara openly. You can't just say I'm not yosef my tefillah because I didn't do the mabeya which chacham set up. Which chacham? The Gemara is closed. The mabeya set up. They're going to want to say a minhag to add an ayat pesukim. Fine, they can add a minhag like that. But so you can't tell me they really forge the tzura of tefillah such that you say I didn't daven properly because I didn't say the mabeya of tefillah. Who are they? They can't just make a new form of tefillah. Right? That's the Rabbi Chanan. And the Rosh says it more strongly. The Rosh says it more strongly. It's the end of, it's on page above him, at the very bottom. He quotes Tosos and he says, V'temhani. So Tema, I'm astounded, wonderment. How could you go back? The Melech, Kadosh Melech, Meshpadi, Kapulik, Tobaz, Melech, that's a machlokas. The Gemara paskins loyotza. It's not so simple. You can't just. It's not a simple thing. If you want to say the Chacham set up a takana to say it, right? Well, fine. They could set it up. Takana, fine. Even if it is takana, but now you can say it's ma'ar. How did you go back? That's not mishana from the tzura of the ma'beya of the bracha because it's not in the Gemara. So the Mabeya of the Brachos isn't determined. The Gonim don't set the Mabeya of the Brachos. It's not in the Gemara. So whatever, they want to make a takana is takana. But you can't tell me that it's a new, it's part of the new chafs of tefillah of Asesh Meshuvah. Now, if I don't do it, I'm not doing tefillah. Why am I not yotzei? Because they didn't do the form of the tefillah. Form of tefillah is already fixed. Gonim could set up a takana, a nice thing. They want Klai Shol to do this, all that. But to say that now the chafs of tefillah becomes changed, such that I'm not yotzei because I didn't do the proper tefillah, the Rosh and the Tznar Ben Chana, they changed it to Ram. The Ram Rundberg, they say that it's how can you say such a thing? Right? We don't hold that way. It seems to be the Shita Yechidi. That's Likuba. But the question is how could, how could Tosa say such a thing, you know? Seems like the questions are strong. Right? You could just say Tosa's holds the Gonim could do that. I mean, I don't know, you know, it's kind of like a premise the Rosh is having. Premise, the Rosh and Rundberg is that, look, the Gaonim can't change the Tzuras Tzvila. Right? They can't do that. They don't have the power. It's not the Gemara closes it out, period. You could say that that's very Mahokas. You know, and I don't know how exactly we would define that, but it would be like a universal question. Could the Chacha, could the Gaonim, after Shtimas Hashas, is Tzvila touchable? Brachos touchable. You say Mishana Vayashtimucham Brachos, do they have that power? Or do you say it's locked in? It's like a general, you know, general type of a question. Right? You could say that. And it could be it's true. I mean, I would like to. I didn't research it. But it would be, I would like to, I just don't know how to research it exactly, but it would be nice to see if maybe this is, there's a precedent to say there's such a machlokas. Like maybe Tosfos holds, you know, you can imagine other cases. Like I know that comes up, questions about new brachos, like I know Sunday Life Kalach is a question. It's not in the Gemara, but it was added in later. So is that a bracha? Is that not, you know, how do we say it? Do you not say it? So, I mean, it could be that there is a such a machlokas. It could be like the Rosh is saying, how could it be? And the Rosh is going to say, the Tosfos can say, it could be, you know. Yeah, if that's the way to go, I don't really know much about how to take that further, really. You know, or I think it would demand some research and to see kind of like where they, you know, it's kind of like a jurisdiction type of a question, you know. Mm. But the question is that the only way to go? Is there a way to answer without having to without saying that? Is there a way to say that Tosfos will answer, agrees with the Rosh's premise, but he says this is different or something, you know? Is there a way to explain that? Explain it without positing that Gaonim have this such a power. Is it possible to answer up the Tosfos? Oh, I'm thinking like this. That maybe there's two ideas in Mishana, called Mishana Be'ash and Tevachal Mimbachos. Two ideas of changing from the form Marbeya that the Chacham set up. One idea is in the Chafza, and one is in the Gavra. Okay? In other words, there's like a Chafza of the Marbeya, the form, the Chafza of Tefillah, as they set it up, the exact form, the Chafza of Tefillah that the Chacham set up.
What does the word Marbeya indicate here?
Form. Form.
Modern Hebrew, it means coin.
Oh yeah, it means a form. I think it's like you make the form on the coin. What makes the coin is like you take metal and then you make the form on it. So I think that's what's wrong. But so it's the form. So you say it's the tefillah, the chafta shel tefillah is X, Y, Z. And your mashana, you're doing X, U, Y, Z, whatever. You're putting in something else, or you're leaving something, you're taking something out. So the chafta shel tefillah is the fine balance of Sagdola, and insofar as you veer from that chafta, then you're Mishana from the Rabbeya. Right? And that you can't say is here. That's the way the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Rottenberg learned this again. That's the idea of Mishana, and that's why Malach Kadosh is lacking. You're not Yotzi, you say Kadosh, because that's the Rabbeya. The Chavtza Shel Tefillah is the fine magic Dola in these days. It's a new Tefillah of a Sesame Chuba, and the new Tefillah is defined by Malach Kadosh and Malach HaMishpat. And that's it. And they define the chafta. Now the Gaonim can't come along later and now change the chafta shel tefillah. It's too late. Too late. But Tosos maybe argues a different idea, that the takana of Anshei Zagdola was not necessarily they forged a new text of tefillah. Not that they forged the text per se, the Chafetza Shel Tefillah, but they said that in the Seder Shemay Tshuva there's a new Gavra Mesmal. There's a Gavra who's Bihimatza, who's Bielsa Karov. There's a Gavra of the Seder Shemay Tshuva, and the Tefillah, the Gavra who's being Doresh Hashem, is different. And it's a different Tefillah, not so much because of the text, but there's a different Gavra Mesmal in the Seder Shemay Tshuva because of the fact that he's Karov Hashem. and they said that you can't just daven, you can't just be an ordinary government spal during these days. And if you are, you're not Yotzei. If you just try to become the regular government spal, the regular Doresh Hashem, you're not Yotzei. How do you, a different Doresh Hashem, how is the Gavra different? So they set up a Melech Kodesh, Melech Mishpat. That's how. But not that it's a different chafzim, it's that the Gavra Mespalel of the Gavra of Aseret Yemei Tshuva is expressed through Malka Meshpat and Malka Kadosh. And therefore, if you leave one of them out, so you're lacking, you're reverting to an ordinary Gavra Mespal. And you're not Yotze. Ordinary Gavra Mespal is not Yotze, because then you're Mishana in Be'eshtilcha Merachos. But you're not Mishana in the Chafza. You're Mishana in the Gavra. The Marbeya is, and this is what I'm making a little loose in the reading of Mishana, is that the Marbeya is not the particular text, but is that you should do a Gavra, a Tefillah Shel Chol Shel Asesim Yitzhuva. That the Gavra should be a Gavra of a certain type of a Mespala. And that's the way they formulate it. During this time period, you have to be a Mespala like that. Now, you want to be a regular Mespala? But that's not the Takanas Chachamim. That would be like, it's just like if you want to change the Chafta Tefillah. Because the Chacham set up a fixed text. So you say, yeah, but I'm just davening. Am I not davening? Yeah, but it's a Takanas Chachamim. There's a way the Chacham set up the Mitzvah Tefillah. So there's a Mabeya. So just like there's a Mabeya in a fixed text, there's a Mabeya of how the Gavra, you can't, during Aser Shemay Tshuva, the Chum said you have to be a Gavra of Aser Shemay Tshuva, of Dir Shoshan Mitzvah. Now you want to say, look, I don't want to do that. I just want to daven a regular Shemay Tshuva today. It's very nice you want to do that, but there's a Mabeya, there's a form of the Mitzvah of Tefillah, the Chum set up. And if you go become a regular Mitzvah, a little tough break, that's the Yotzei. This is part of the form of the Mitzvah. Now if you say that, then like this, is that later the Gaonim set up set up that not only should you mention the Gavra Mispalel of Sersi Mechuvah should not only include an Alch Kadosh and Alch Mishpat, but you should also have additional. They expanded on what does it mean for a Gavra who's Omed, who's davening, the Mispalel of Sersi Mechuvah. They incorporated into that also certain like Bakashas. You know, Zachreinu, Mikamocha, you know, whatever they are. There's other additions. And they said that they're misakin that this new Gavra Mispalel of Sersi Mechuvah should include in, should not only do the Malchus and Mishpat, but also these things. And now, if you don't do these, now that that's the case, now you're bound by that, because you're bound by the Tekanos Agonim. So now, since there is Tekanos Agonim, which tell, no one's arguing that you're chayav to listen to Tekanos, even the Rosh, they're not saying you're chayav to listen to it, they're just saying it's not part of the Mapei or the Tefillah. But you're chayav to listen, so now if I just decide I don't want to do that, I don't want to do Zechayna. So what are you saying? You're saying, I just want to have a regular davening. So now you're basically, the Gavra is, and then, so in that bracha, the Gavra is basically a Gavra of Chol. He's a regular Gavra. Spali is not a Gavra of the Yerusha Hashem Yotzal. It's a different Gavra. So in other words, it's once it's a din that the way the person davens, he has to take on the profile of Sersim Yitzhuva. Now the Chachamim, the Gaonim, extended that Gavra Spali to these things also. So now the Gavra is lacking, and he's reverting to the regular Gavra when he omits one of the additions also. So it's not that the chafts of the tefillah is lacking, because a golem can't affect the chafts of the tefillah, but they could change the demand, they could make a demand on the gavra. The chafts is a fixed text, they can't change the text, but they could demand that the gavra mispalel also extends the scope of where his tefillah of Aser Shiva goes to, and it extends to these additions. So now if you leave them out, so now in Mishana, you're davening a regular, and so far as that bracha is concerned, you're davening a regular. You're a regular mispalel. You're not a mispalel of a sesame chuba. You follow me? It's like this: if you say it's a gavra mispalel of a sesame nitzo, so what makes him a different gavra? See, that's what. Because that's the way. And how will Tosus learn the machlokas between Rabbi and Rav and Rabbi Elazar? So he'll say, definitely, Dersh HaMitzvah means it's a new Mechayev of the Gavra to be Dorish Hashem in these days. The question is does that halachically generate a different Gavra Mispalel? Or do you say that, no, it's a regular Gavra, it's a new Mechayev of Tefillah, but it's a new Mechayev of the Gavra to Daven, but it's not a different Gavra Mispalel? If you say it's a different Gavra Mispalel, then how is it different? Well, in what way is it different? It's not just some internal thing, it's different because he does different things. Because that's what makes the Gavra Mispalel different. The Gavra Mispalel is an enunciation. So the way the Gavra Mispalel is different is because you're changing a Melech Kadosh, you're changing it, right? But it's not that if they created a new Chafetz Shel Tefillah. They just said the Gavra has to be different. What does that mean? He must be Doresh Hashem in the framework of Yemei Aden. That's how he must Doresh Hashem. How do you do that? So through what you say, you talk about Din in your Dreshus Hashem. That's the way the Gavra Mispalel is different. How are you a Gavra Mispalel of Dershu Hashem Yotzo? You talk about then, you say Melech, you say Zerchein L'chaim, you say that's the way you do a tefillah differently, the Gavra davens differently during this time period. His words, which he says, expresses an awareness of the fact that God is Yoshev B'den. And if he doesn't do that, then he's just davening regular. He's saying is, so to speak, I mean, if it remains it, he says, I don't want to daven that kind of davening. I don't want my davening to be about the fact that God is Yoshev, but then I just want to approach God like he always, like the regular way I approach God. And then I want to say the regular stuff, I don't want to be involved in that. Now, of course, it's not only if it's Mezid, even if it's Shogeg, but that's what he's doing. He's taking on, his tefillah is not expressing an awareness of the reality of death, and the reality of Yoshev Hashem. So, according to Rabbi, according to Rav, he holds that since it's Yerushalayim and so, it's a new Mechayiv of Tefillah, it's Mechayiv in a new Gavra Mispalel. And the Gavra Mispalel is expressed through the words. It's not that they forged the new Chafza, but his Tefillah, they gave a Tzura to how the Gavra of Yerushalayim and so expresses himself. So if I do have Melchikad, it's not that the Chafza, I daven the wrong Chafza. It's just that I wasn't the right Gavra Mispalel. I would just daven that I was a regular Gavra Mispalel, not a Gavra of Yerushalayim and so. You know, whereas Rabbi Eliezer says no, that they can't be mechayev in a new. They weren't mechayev in a new Gavra Mispalel. So the Gavra Mispalel is right. Gavra Mispalel. It's true that there are certain ideas which are appropriate, and they don't chayev you to mention those ideas. But it's not like the Gavra Mispalel is different. Just a chiyuv to do askaros to mention things. I mean, it would seem from the facts of Tosos that if you leave any of them out, you wouldn't be yotze, you know?
Right.
But I would say is that the Avraham Mispal is expressed, and it says each bracha is a new expression, is a new tefillah, so to speak. It's a new request, a new whatever it is, a new bracha. So I'd say is that if you, the Gaonim set up, the Avraham Mispal is expressed not only from Melchel Shalach Meshbah, but they said it should be expressed in all the brachas, or in many of the brachas, you know, the first, basically the first three and the last three. Except the motive is one which doesn't, you know. But it's basically they want to have in the first second bracha, it's already in Melech Kadosh, and then in the last two, you know, you have a sefer. So they're saying is that the Gavra HaMispal of the Derech Hashem Yotzah should be expressed in many brachas. Now, if you do one bracha where you don't do that, in other words, now you're chayav to do that. Now the Gaonim set up, and no one's doubting that you're chayav to listen to the Gaonim. So now, if you don't do that, and so far as that bracha is concerned, you're reverting to a regular Gavra Mispal. So that bracha is, it's like you're shifting the Gavra Mispal. That's not the Gavra Mispal. The Gavra Mispal means in all the brachas that they set up, you have to do it. You know what I mean? See, the question is, the problem is not the Rasha and the Rav Rundberg aren't bothered by the Gaonim being binding. The Gaonim definitely can set up Takana, which is binding. The Rasha himself says that. Takana is Gaonim, fine, but you can't say it's called Mishanah Be'er Shabbat Barachas. Because if you learn it's a din in the Chavta Shel Tefillah, the Gaonim can't change the Chavta Shel Tefillah. But they definitely could be Mechayev Agavra on something, or they could expand the din. If you say there's a din of Agavra Mespal, and there's Halachos, and how he's Agavra Mespal, is Yisrael Tshuva, they could expand that. It's just not, they can't change the Chavta, because the Chavta is like a fixed lock to Tzura. They could just be Mechayev Gavras. But if the whole Halacha of Melech Kadosh is because of it's a din of the Gavra, the din of the Gavra of Mispal who's being Doresh Hashem, he's a different Doresh Hashem, and he has a different profile, different mindset, a different, he's approaching God in the framework of din, and then there's a tzura to that, so they go, who can extend the tzura to that? So if you don't do it, then you're lacking in the halacha. It's a liberal reading of Mishan Be'er Shabbat Brachos. That's one thing that's lacking. Because that's what Tosa says. The reason why he knows it is because Mishana Be'ah. Normally, the simple reading, Mishana Matbe'ah, means it's a Mishana from the Matbe'ah, the form that the Chacham set up. I'm saying it means that's a Chafta idea. I'm saying is that there's a, it also could be a Mishana not from the form, could mean the form of the Chafta, or it could be the form of the Gavra. What type of Gavra Mispala he should be. You know? Matbe'ah ordinarily refers to like the form of like a substance, so to speak, like a coin is a matbeah, or like a physical thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like the matbeah, the type of Gavra Mispal. That's a little bit, you know, a little stretchy on the last one. I think it's, you know, decent, but it's a little bit, you know. You know what I mean? I'm saying is everyone agrees in tefillah. There's a chafta shel tefillah, and there's a Gavra Mispal. The question is, what's the halacha of Aser Semei Tshuva, the new idea? Rebbe's chiddush, Rav's chiddush, that in a certain way true, if you don't say Melech Kadosh, you're not Yotzei. How could you not be Yotzei? What are you doing wrong? You didn't daven? So he's saying is, what's that idea? According to the way we learned yesterday, there's a new chavtza shel tefillah during a certain way true. Because there's Rosh Hashanah, so there's the Chachamim 4, there's a new chavtza shel tefillah, but that's just made true, chavtza shel tefillah. The chavtza is changed. And if that's the case, he can't change that later after the Gaonim. Only Ashi Gadol could forge a Chavtza Shel Tefillah. But the Tosus will say, no, they don't change a Chavtza, there's no new Chavtza. But the Dishon Mitzvah means a Mecham or Mechayiv and a new Gavra Mitzvah. That the Gavra of Aser Yisrael Tshuva is not the ordinary Gavra. It's not a din essentially in the Chavtza. Yeah, there's different words, but that's because that's how the Gavra, the new Gavro is being Dorish Hashem Mitzvah, does it. They gave form to how he does it. But they didn't change the Matbeya of the text itself. So definitely Tefillah involves both ideas. There's always a Gavro, there's always a Chavtza, but what's the Hatakana, which is the Yikuva, of Amalek Kadosh Amalek Mishpah, according to Rav? Is it a change in the Chavtza Shel Tefillah and the form, you know, of the Tefillah, or is it a change in the Gavro and the Gavro as well? They demand a new kind of Gavro, which is expressed through words, but it's not essentially a din of a text. I'm saying perhaps Tosos didn't want to say, as far as the Rosh says, as far as the Rav Rundberg, that Rav is positing that the Chachamim had two texts, two chavtzas of tefillah, chavtza of chol and a chavtza of tshuva. That's a bechiddush. to say there's two chavtos. Rather, he's saying there's no, the two gavro, dorei dirshim and so, is that then the gavro should be dorei shashem. It's a different gavro who's the dorei shashem. So halachically, it's a din in the gavro. It should be the dorei shashem of dirshim and so, different type of a gavro and swallow. Which is a looser type of a thing. On the other hand, the benefit of the Rosh is like it's a more concrete, rigid thing. They set up text. You know, so the question is, how did, within Rav, who's saying it's Likuva, they made a real fundamental change, did they really create a new Chavtso, or they just said that there's a new din of a Gavra Mispal? You know, two different ways to set it up, and one way to set it up leaves room for the Gaonim to extend it, the other way doesn't. Then the Chavtso, the Gaonim can't touch it. So then in the Gavra, the Gaonim could be Mechayev the Gavra and other stuff, which are part of the same thing. You know what I mean? What's interesting about this whole thing is like what I mentioned earlier, is it could be is the whole thing is this proved by fact. Like if Tosfos holds that Gaonim could do, I'm kind of taking the assumption, I'm learning like a simpler, I'm kind of trying to minimize the Machlokas a little bit. Instead of saying this is a universal Machlokas between the Gaonim and the Rosh, to Tosfos and the Rosh, whether the Gaonim have power to change Mabeas of Tfilo or something, you know, to change Mabeas of Brachos, I'm limiting it to this again. I'm saying is, Tosfos agrees with their question. He just says, learns this again differently. You know, so it's, I think what you want to do is to minimize Mahalukas and limit them to the area at hand as opposed to, you know. The only thing is, I'm not holding enough. Maybe it is universal. There's such a thing as universal Mahalukas. So if you know the research or you'd be able to trace it down, I just didn't have enough time, nor did I know exactly how to proceed in doing it. You know, but presumably there's got to be some way to find if this is some sort of a larger question, Lashitasam or something. You know, maybe there's a Mahalukas out there. And amongst the Rishonim about this type of question, in which case the Svara doesn't really. Normally, I'm trying to avoid a major, huge Shas Machlokas, but if there actually is a Shas Machlokas, then why am I trying to avoid it? It is. It's an open, you know what I mean? So that's what, you know, but it's the way the Rosh is talking, it's like, there's no way. And like it says, Tosa says, there may have brought riot to his things if it's not mentioned in the Farish. So I'm saying it's Tosa also agrees with that in general. Definitely tells the Jew in general you can't just say the Chums the Gaonim set something up and now that's Likuva. You can't change my Be'ah Brachos because the nature of this halacha. And also there's some appeal to Tosfos. This Dirash Hashem and so is primarily a din of a Gavra. It's that you should be Doresh Hashem. It's a different Gavra during this time period. You could say they forged a different Chavshel Tefillah, but in the core form of the idea, it's an din of the Gavra should be moved by the reality of din and he should be Doresh Hashem. It's talking to the Gavra. Saying you should do it, Yazarashi is talking to Gavras and he's telling you what you're supposed to be doing. So I mean, you could say, look, that's halachified in terms of the Nuchaf Shal Tefillah, but there is an appeal to Tosis's idea. It's interesting. It's an interesting type of a thing, you know. But it would be nice. I would have liked to know the facts. I mean, I just didn't. I didn't have the time, nor did I know exactly know how. But it would be nice to research. Maybe there's like an article like this somewhere, right. Like you know, some article in some journal like Torah Mada. I don't know. Someone who just took. I don't know how to find these kind of things. Right. But someone or some Achron or some Rishon or someone. I mean, I looked around all the Rishonim here on this idea. I couldn't find anyone really. I couldn't find anyone even defending Tosos. Like, that's what you really need to find, someone who defends Tosos. So you can defend Tosos in two different ways. You could say, oh, yeah, you don't have power to do that. Or you could just, you know, but I didn't find anything. But I didn't look that thoroughly. If anyone knows or finds anything, let me know, please. What I'd like to take up tomorrow, I think this is what I'd like to do, is the Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't want to do the whole Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't have time. But there's a very interesting thing about, we started talking about yesterday, is about Melech HaMeshpat. Is basically, first of all, what's the deal with? Look at the bracha altogether. Like, what's just the text, the reading of the bracha, and what's the difference between Melech Aleves Tzadok Mishpat and HaMelech HaMishpat? They sound almost the same, and they both have Melech. Like, what's the change? In fact, that's the Torah Ben Yonah says Miu, the end of Ben Yonah, the last two lines, the end of the first parak. It basically says like, if you say Melech Aleves Tzadok Mishpat, you still say Melech, so you don't have to go back. But it's not so clear. I mean, you could look at the. It seems like there was a Girsa Kala Mishpat, you know, and then a Melech Mishpat. I don't know. It seems like there's such a thing like that. But you could look at. I think I have to. I looked into this. I think I want to look at the Beis Yosef. I think he brings it down. Beis Yosef and Simon. There's two places this comes up. I think it's in Kufir Chas and Aruchayim. Yeah, it's in Kufir Chas. They're all in Aruchayim. But There's a Beis Yosef. He brings down the different possibilities. But I mean, whether or not, if you leave it, if you say Melech Yitzchak on Mishpat, but that's the way we hold that. If you say Melech Yitzchak on Mishpat, and you say Melech, it's okay, you don't have to go back. That's the way we're not like. But it's not so simple. So I'd like to define the Machlokas. Melech Yitzchak on Mishpat work for Melech. And in order to do that, I think we should look at the Brachas a little bit. You know, look at what is the idea of Melech Yitzchak on Mishpat, what's the idea of Melech Mishpat. And read through what's the whole sequence, the segue, the sequence of the bracha altogether. You read it carefully. You see, it's kind of interesting. So, okay. So let's try for that for tomorrow. Okay.